Hi, the boys. Tonight is the halachas of Hadlokas Neiras Chanukah, the Mokum Hadlokas Neiras Chanukah, the place where we light the Neir Chanukah. And that's actually today's Seifim, actually discussing what we do nowadays in Chutz La'aretz. So yesterday was much more about what the minhag is in Eretz Yisrael, and people really do tend to light in Eretz Yisrael outside. Do you remember, I'm sure when you were, so you remember that people lit outside? Nowadays we're going to be discussing what about in Chutz La'aretz. And the truth is, it's a very, very interesting point, the fact that we light nowadays in Chutz La'aretz, inside our houses, and we're going to be, when we see the Lashon Hara, we'll see what the kash about that is. Okay, let's carry on the Val for, we're in the middle of Seivov. Let's carry on from there. Start from the beginning of Seivov. You need to put the menorah always more higher than 3 tefachim. If it's lower than 3 tefachim, it's considered you put it on the ground. That's not good enough. You need to have it higher than 3 tefachim. We mentioned yesterday that it's talking about the actual candles. The candles need to be higher than 3 tefachim. It's nothing to do about the menorah. Umitzvah l'anicho elemato ma'asorot tefachim. Lechatchila, mitzvah l'anicho elemato ma'asorot tefachim. Lechatchila should put it lower than 10 tefachim. So it has to be higher than 3 tefachim. But yet, lower than 10 tefachim. However, if you did put it higher than 10 tefachim, you're yoytze. So again, under 3 tefachim, you're not yoytze. Between 3 and 10, that's ideal. Higher than 10 tefachim, it's your yoytze. However, if you put it in higher than 20 amas, lo yoytze, you're not yoytze. Are we makbid about putting it under 10 tefachim? Where do you put your menorah? Window, is that over or under 10 tefachim? Is that a problem? Over, it's over 10 tefachim. What about yours? Problem? Are you only yoytze b'diavad? Is it higher than 10 tefachim, your window? So the Mishnah Berurah says the following of in Sifkot Chav Zayin. Lemato me'asor tefachim. De'ika pesum ha'neis. Tfei, there is a greater pesum ha'neis. K'shu lemato, when it's lower. The dover also the oil, something which you're doing for light, ain't derech l'anicho kol kach lemato. We don't generally put things low if it's for light. If you're doing something for light, then it's not. No, we don't put it so low normally. So the fact that you're putting it quite low between 3 and 10 tefachim, that shows that it's for the mitzvah. So between 3 and 10 tefachim, because that's what you're seeing if you're doing for the mitzvah. So now the Mishnah Berurah continues, and it brings over here the following. Ein be'el yirabe shekotze, el yirabe writes, that we are not makpid on that, and we're putting it more than 10 tefachim, higher than 10 tefachim. Why? Mishum de soinchin ala motche, we rely on the opinion of the motche, shekotze avda writes, the achshav shehugo lula niach bifnim, because we nowadays, we light inside, ein kpid b'zeh, and you don't have to be makbid. This halacha is only if you light outside. Once you're lighting inside, such as by the window, by the doorway, etc., for lighting inside the house, this halacha doesn't apply. Therefore, that's what the Eli Rabbi writes in the name of the Motche. The Mishnah does continue that it's not, there is cholkim on that, but the halacha l'maaseh, I think that's the minhag that we rely on that. That even lechatchila we light it by higher than 3 tefachim, higher than 10 tefachim, because we light inside. I think that's what the minig is based on, and that's what we rely on. Higher than tefachim, if it's in the house, even lechatchila, it's fine in the house. Yeah, outside lechatchila, you're going to try to put it in 3 and 10. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because something which normally if you put something for light, you're going to put it higher up. So the fact you're putting it down shows you're not doing it for light. You're not doing it for light. You're doing it for the mitzvah. Okay. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah does mention that actually later on, and he does say he does finish off the end of Sifkot Chav Zayin. I never get away with cheating. That's the thing with this Chosh v'Chabura. I never get away with cheating because he's always gonna catch me out. Uvenayrus Beis Hakneses, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the menorah of the Beis Hakneses, haminek shemenorah makom gavah. The meaning is, as you're pointing out very correctly, the meaning is to light it in a slightly elevated platform, slightly higher. The meaning has always been, yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkot Chav Ches, the 20 amas that we're talking about. Oh, so what did you speak about?
Presumably it's from say you're in a flat and you're 10 floors up.
What about 10 floors up?
Yeah. More than 20 apples, is it from where you are? Is it from
that's right. What's the highest building in London called? What's that? That?
Shark.
A shark?
What's Canary Wharf?
But it's shark. I don't even know that building. I don't even know it. Okay, so that is presumably higher than 20 tefachim, according to even probably according to Chazon Ish. So lemalem as in tefachim. So the Mishnah Berurah, the point that you're addressing is what happens. Is that really a problem if you light them below there? Top floor, you're certainly more than 20 tefachim. Is that are you yoytze the mitzvah or not? Because generally more than 20 tefachim, you're not yoytze. You've got a skyscraper, you light them below there, yoytze or not? So you are saying presumably it's whatever way you're standing. You're probably standing. If you're standing on the
15th floor of the flat, and you're standing
right.
There.
But look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Said the Mishnah Berurah, which is the last narrow line. The reason why 20 amas is a problem is because the eyes don't catch things which are so high up. You don't normally look up so high. We don't normally look up. We don't break our necks just to look at something up. We always look at, you know, our. So, lo shall be therefore, you're not yoytze by putting menorah 20 amas high. But now Mishnah Berurah says, ve'einaf kaminat, there is no difference at all. Beini madlik mebechutz, whether you're lighting outside, uveini madlik babayis, or you're lighting inside the house. So that means that even if you are inside the house, according to Mishnah Berurah, that's what it sounds like, even if you're in the house, if it's more than 20 amas, you'd have a problem. You'd have a problem to sign for Mishnah Berurah. Now, the amas is, there's cholkim on that, but, even if you go according to Mishnah Berurah's Psak, there is a huge amount of poskim that discuss the following shaila. When we are talking about over here, we are talking about is the lo shalta be'eina. That means that people on the Rishus Rabim, they're not going to watch, they're not going to see what's going on over 20 amas high. Fair enough, we can understand. Right? You look up things like 20 amas high, you wouldn't look up. What happens, however, if there is people on the same height than you, opposite? What would the halacha then? In other words, to just rephrase this, what happens if there's a block of flats opposite you, which is just as high? What's the halacha then? Because lo shalta be'eina is a statement that we make that if you're on the ground, you're not going to look something which is 20 amas high. But what happens if there is people right opposite you, which are just as high as you? What's the halacha then? Does that count? Your point is absolutely excellent. It's very, very true. However, there is many, many poskim who say the following. They say that since what we need to have really over here is to have that pirsum hanes. Now, pirsum hanes, we're going to see the ikar pirsum hanes nowadays is for the bnei habayis. But never mind that. The fact that we want to have a pirsum hanes also from the public, from the general public, that can be true. Ideally, you'd have a million people looking at you menorah. But there is also a concept of pirsum hanes by just individuals. It's true that lechatchila you'd want a lot, but there is also a pirsum hanes. If some people can see your menorah, there is still a pirsum hanes. And therefore, the halacha the poskim write that if you're living in a block of flat, even if it's higher than 20 amas high, the contemporary poskim write that it's fine to put it by the window, and you should probably put it by the window, because assuming that there is a block of flat opposite you, there's a higher building opposite you, that they can see your menorah, you can rely on that, and it's not a problem of lo shalta be'eina. Lo shalta, the psul of 20 amas does not apply. That's a problem. Then it's a problem. Then the question is, let's rephrase your question. What happens if there's nobody opposite you? Then the question would be, what's the ideal place to light? So there's probably, according to what we're learning now, there is no point lighting it by the window. Or there's very little point by lighting it by the window. The question would therefore be, where is the ideal place to light? But you're quite right in saying that in a case where there's an opposite you, there's nobody opposite you, there's probably no point putting it by the window. Where are we going to put it? That's going to be a question we're going to be discussing shortly. Okay. Says the Rama, "V'afrilu lokcho kach doluk v'nichol lemato me'esrim lo yotzo." Imagine you had a very, very high menorah which you lit over 20 amas high. You lit it there, and then suddenly you realized, "Oh no, this was too high!" And then you're taking it down. That's no good. You're still not yotzer. You lit it high up, and it was lit, and you're taking it, when you're taking it down lower than 20 amas, white out, hadlaka is a mitzvah, which is a concept which we're going to be discussing a later simon, that hadlaka is a mitzvah. We always go according to the hadlaka when you're lighting it. That's what you need to have, that it's, for instance, it needs to be on a 20 amas when you light it. It doesn't help the fact you're going to take it down after a couple of minutes. Okay, Sif Zayin, mitzvah lehanichoy. So we're talking about indoor lighting now. Mitzvah lehanichoy betefach hasomuch lePesach mismol. Where do you light it? By the tefach hasomuch lePesach, one tefach distance from the entrance mismol on the left hand side. Why? Kedesh the mezuzah miyamin. On the one side you want to have the mezuzah. By one entrance you have the mezuzah, the right-hand side you have mezuzah, but the chanukah is small, and the chanukah on the left-hand side. And therefore you're surrounded by mitzvahs. You have the mezuzah on one side, the menorah on the other side, you're surrounded by mitzvahs. V'im ein mezuzah, if this is a door that for some reason or another hasn't got a mezuzah, by Pesach, by its entrance, menicho meyamin, you're going to put it by the right-hand side. Why is that? Why would you put it by the right-hand side? Well, depends how you look, I suppose. But it's the opposite side. You're going to put it by the opposite side of the opposite side of the mezuzah. If there's no mezuzah hanging, you're going to put it by the side of the mezuzah. Why is that? Because that's really considered the right hand side. You're right. Depends on what, but it's really considered the right hand side. Mishnah Berurah explains the kol midei de mitzvah yamin odif. Mishnah Berurah sif katan lamed dalet. Generally, we always prefer the right hand side. The right hand side is always considered the better side. Are you left handed by any chance? Yeah, okay. But even for left handed side, it's called the right hand side is really the strongest side. Continues that next reason of the Mishnah Berurah on the top line, and that is really Nogea L'Maaseh. V'oid, additionally, the reason why we put it on the right hand side if there's no mezuzah is Deka Pirsum Anes Tvei Shakel Purim Tzad Yamin. There's a greater Pirsum Anes if you put it by the right hand side of the door. Why? There's a greater Pirsum Anes. People tend to look at the right hand. Is that true? You look normally at the right? I can just think of one case that is certainly true. When you cross the street, right, you're going to look right first. And generally people, I think it's a natural, tell me if I'm wrong. Is it true that naturally you're going to first look at the right hand side? When you... Yeah, okay. But I think it's still natural. Maybe when it comes to traffic, maybe but I think that generally a person will have more natural... if you hear a noise, you're probably going to turn... No? What do you think? So Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that if you have a door, an entrance, and there's no mezuzah, for what reason or not, there's no mezuzah, you're going to put it by the right-hand side because that's this greater Pirsum Anes. Why is it greater Pirsum Anes on the right-hand side? Because that's where people generally tend to look. Now, Sha'akol Poinim, people turn it, Tzadimim, to the right-hand side. And this statement in Mishnah, yeah. No, so very, very valid question. It's a very valid question because we do see that Pirsum Anes overrides other concepts. We're going to be seeing that later as well. So your question is that how come Pirsum Anes does not override the concept of Yamin and so on surrounded by mitzvahs? So the only answer I can give is that this is something which is the eyes of Chazal to balance out what's more choshev and not. And it sounds like this concept of Yamin and Smol surrounded by mitzvahs does override the concept of Pirsum Anes, which is it's itself something to think about. You're quite right, yeah. Well, it's very relative that because not necessarily. I mean, it's your.
This is the street here, and then you're by the door. You put it on the right hand side.
This is me on the right hand side. The door came out and coming out, but it's still going to be the right hand side.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So for the person, that's right. For the person who's just a rabbi. Where is your mezuzah from the if you standing from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Yeah, I know, but I'm asking, well, if you are standing on the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, on which side is your mezuzah? Standing from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. right hand side. So that's what we're looking at. Now, there's no mezuzah there. You're going to put it on that side. For those Shusharabim people, this is the right hand side. You're right. For you, it's left. Right? Now, there is a fascinating shayla in the poskim, which I must admit, it is something new to me. This is a very recent revelation to me. Based on this Mishnah Berurah, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Karelitz ask, what about if you light by the windows, like we all do? Do you have an inyan of putting the menorah on the right-hand side of the window? Based on this Mishnah Berurah. Because what does Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah says that for the bystander, for the Shusharabim, people, let me read again the words. It is Iker Pesomanes Tveit, is a greater Pesomanes, Shakol Poyim Nitzadimin, because people generally tend to turn to the right hand side. So if you've got your window, so you're going to put it by your left, admittedly, it's your left, but it's the right hand side for those Shusharabim people. Hakol Poyim Nitzadimin, put it by the right hand side, but when you're lighting the menorah by the window. What do you think about that, Rabbi Isai? What do you think about that? True or untrue? False or correct? The Ramo. We're going to get to him shortly. The fact that nowadays, Ado Eli Rabbe, Motche. Yeah.
So, the same token, if we're going to rely on the Motche for how high it is, we're going to not worry about which side it is, because it's not by the main.
It doesn't matter, because we're doing lighting inside. What do you think? About side, right hand side window? Right hand side window? Yeah, right inside window. So for me, it was a big revelation because of Shlomo Zalman and Reb Zikarelli say yes. Try to put it by your left, which is the yeah. Try to put it there because Hakol Poyim Mitzad Yamin. He does say, however, he said that if your window is built in such a way that it's more visible in a different position in the window, say you know bushes, entrance, cars, I don't know, whatever the view is better from another angle from your window, then by all means put it there wherever it's more visible. But if it's all exactly the same, it's nothing disturbing the view from any angle, then put it by the right hand side. Yes, the left hand side. Your left. Your right. Yes, you're right. Your left. Put it by your left hand side. Yes. Now this was a chiddush to me, but I can hear it. What do you think about it? I can hear it. Put it by your left hand side. Yeah. Definitely. If there's any reason to assume that it's less safe, of course, that doesn't have to be mentioned. Of course. Continues the Ramah. Says the Ramah. Ve'im mihu. Miu says Ramah. That's the famous Ramah that we pass away, that we rely on. Umiu bizman hazeh, nowadays, shekulonu madlikim bifnim, we all light inside. Ve'ein hekel livnei reshus rabim klal, and people outside they can't see anything. Ein lochush kol kach im madlikim mitefach samuch lePesach. Nowadays that we are lighting inside, and nowadays that we are lighting inside, it doesn't really make a difference where you're lighting it, by the door, tefach by the door, or not by tefach the door. It doesn't really make so much of a difference. Because we're lighting inside. I'm going to explain that shortly. Mikol mokim haminik lahadlik betefach asomuch lepesach, k'moy b'yemem. The minik still is to still put the menorah by the door into your, in your house, by the door in your, say, dining room, the door in your house. Kmoy b'yemem, like in those days. Ve'en eshalas, and one should not change that minik. Elohim Cain, unless Rabim Bnei Abayis, unless you've got many people lighting menorahs in your house, Sha'odif Yoiseir, that ideally, better yet, Lahadlikol Echot B'Mokom Yuchot, everybody should light in his own designated place, Mele'are Vaneros, it's better to mix them all up, Biachat, all together, Ve'in Heke Kamoneros Madlikin, and then if all of them are together, loads of menorahs together, it won't be visible how many you're lighting. Whatever happens, make sure to light the menorah elsewhere where you light your Shabbos candles and your other lights that you have. Because then it won't be recognizable at all that you're lighting for menorah for Chanukah. Although it's only recognizable for the menorah, you still need a greater hekah. So to summarize what the Ramah is saying, it says, first of all, the Ramah says you don't have to be too worked up about the door, where you put it by the door, right hand side, left hand side. It's because nowadays, really, this doesn't apply because we light the menorah inside anyway nowadays. Inside, and he's referring to inside the house. Therefore, there's no real need to be too, it's the ikkah pesumanes that happens is with the bnei habayis anyway, and your family. The pesumanes happens with your family, and therefore, you don't really need to put it by the right placement by the door. It's, the minig is still to put it by the door, he says, but that's very shanes and shouldn't change. But that's not my ikra din. It's just the minig, and it's not my ikra din. And then he adds the halacha that, make sure that you distance the menorahs in a way, put them in different places, that it shouldn't look that all together, because otherwise there wouldn't be a hekah. Now I want to emphasize here a little bit, that the point that he says, that any shanes, he says you shouldn't change it. So is that taka true? Is that where we put the menorahs by the door? Is that our chumra that we put it by the door? Of course we don't. We put it all by the window. Where does that come from? That comes from what the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches Mishneh Berurah says, "Ve'en leshanes mikol mokim im yesh lechaloyin asomach l'roshus rabim." If you have got a window towards roshus rabim, nochon yoyse, it is better yet shanichenu sham, that you put it by the window, kidei shehekel ibn roshus rabim, that it should be recognizable for the roshus rabim people. Ve'is pasem anes, and the anes gets publicized. Unless there's a hezek that can happen by having the window, it could break, could get stolen, then put it by the door. But otherwise, you can put it by the window, and that's a great pesumanes. So, but Mishneh Berurah says it's a very key Mishneh Berurah. He says if you've got a pesumanes, you should put it by the window. That's lechatchila. If you haven't got a window, or nobody can see into the window, then you should put it by the door opposite the mezuzah. That's what Mishneh Berurah paskens. I want to briefly spend 1 minute or two speaking about where does that come from that we light the menorah inside nowadays. If you could, don't mind going back to the remote, to Sif Hei. And just turn back to Sif Hei for 1 minute. Previous page. The Mishneh Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Uveshas asakona, in times of danger, she'ein reshai lekayim mitzvah, you're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah, menich al shulchan avedayu, you put it by the table and that's sufficient." Do we nowadays have Shas Sakona? What would happen in Edgeware 2014 if you put the menorah outside the house? Is it really Sakona? Do you have to tremble from the goyim?
We do.
So what? That's right. Is there any danger? Are we endangered by putting the menorah outside? So what is the justification to do so? The Shulchan Aruch says if it's dangerous, Shas Sakona, you can put the menorah inside the house. Otherwise, put like in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's putting the menorahs outside in Eretz Yisrael. So do it like the same way. And you're adding even more that you can light outside. You can light that. And I want to bring a proof. My Shver always says that he remembers a grandson of a Pshim Shon Fuel Hirsch who lived in London. The one who translated, I believe, the one who translated the Chumash. It was his name Levi, I think. Isaac Levi? Could that be? It was a grandson, or maybe great-grandson, of Pshim Shon Fuel Hirsch. He told me that he used to light the menorah outside. He used to have a little box. He used to light outside, is literally on the street. And he did it for years, and nothing happened. And the truth is, I'm sure that nothing would happen. Well, if you'd light outside Yazim Menorah, what would happen to you? Nothing would happen. You wouldn't be in danger. What, you would start throwing stones? People wouldn't. So what's the heter? Why are we allowed to light inside? It's not Shas Sakona. It's a good question. Yeah? So you're saying that it's valuable. It's true that menorahs cost a lot. Yeah, you're right. Okay, you're saying that it's valuable. So that's an interesting point. So what you're saying is interesting because if you look at the Loshna Shulchan Aruch, it says that Shas Sakona, if it's dangerous. Now, what does danger normally mean? Danger normally means that you are in danger. Shas Sakona means you are in danger. By doing this mitzvah, you're endangering yourself. So you're pointing out something very interesting. There are poskim who do say that. Now, Shas Sakona over here does not necessarily imply Sakona, danger, physical danger, but some people, some poskim write that it's talking about danger of you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. The danger we're talking about over here is that either it's going to get stolen, it's going to get damaged, or something of yours is going to get that. And you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Or hezek. Or so it's not a real danger that we're talking about over here. It could be a slight diversion of that as well. That you, the menorah might get stolen. So I think you're quite right. If you put the silver menorah outside, even in Edgware, how long would it last? That you keep it overnight? Yeah, but
windy and rainy
today. That, in Asura, actually, it's also quite windy there. Yeah. You're 100% right. It's true that if you're lighting in Eretz Yisrael, I always felt that it's such a shame. When you light outside in Eretz Yisrael, you're certainly right. That you're lighting in Eretz Yisrael, it's freezing cold, it's windy and it's rainy, and it's very windy often in Hanukkah. So when you light the menorah and you're wrapping yourself up, but you can't spend any time there. It's mamash freezing cold. It's often raining. So you quickly put in, you quickly run back inside. So you're not actually doing the additional element of the mitzvah, the hiddah of the mitzvah, as far as that is concerned, you're not able to. That's true. But again, the loshon shulchan aruch is shas sakona. That's really what justifies it. Shas sakona. So if the upper, yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
They got a habit of lighting outside, and it wasn't that suddenly everything was fine. Gradually, the danger probably, after 1945, people were back to clothes.
Correct.
They were still in danger. Even
correct.
Even at the other day, we were still sitting in danger. So I guess there wasn't really.
Yeah. Very good. So that's very interesting. So that's what you're saying actually is the Dvar Yeshua. Reb Shua Ehrenberg was in, when Rav Eliashiv Zichron Levach was sitting in Besdin Agodl, the Besdin, that was at one point became a bit, the Besdin. So eventually he left. He retired from that Besdin, and that's when he became the Rav Eliashiv that was universally accepted. But when he wasn't sitting, he was sitting in Besdin with somebody called Reb Shua Ehrenberg, the Dvar Yeshua. And Reb Shua Ehrenberg writes exactly what you were saying. He said that it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, from the poskim, it sounds like that there was a gzeira, and the gzeira established that you're now allowed to put outside because of sakhi shakona. And the mitzvah therefore changed. Now, it's even without sakona, you just light inside, and that's it. Menicha, the vedayoi, that's maybe what dayoi means. You put it inside, because there was a sakona, now you're lighting it inside. Vedayoi, that's it. Now you don't have to every generation reconsider is there a danger or not. It's just that's the sakona, it's changed itself, and now you always light inside. Rav Eliashiv was very upset with this, and he said, I can't be. According to Rav Ehrenberg, he even thought that maybe it could be that in Eretz Yisrael, according to you, that's what comes out. What would be according to you, the Aloch in Eretz Yisrael? Are you allowed to light outside? So Rav Ehrenberg had a tzad that maybe you're not allowed to light outside in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Shas Sakona established that this is Sakona, so now you're not allowed to light outside anymore. That's what Rav Ehrenberg writes. Rav Eliashiv was very upset about this, he said, that can't be true. It can't be true. And he said, certainly one has to check every time, is there danger or not? Is there danger or not? But maybe danger doesn't mean a physical danger. What's the consensus of the poskim seems to be that danger doesn't necessarily mean real danger. It's whenever you're threatened of not being able to do the mitzvah. Maybe if it's a stealing or anything like that, that's maybe considered sufficient reason to light it inside. And that's what we're asking. We'll get back to that point in Mitzvah again.